This week on the Time Bat Show.
Would you rather spend Christmas in the abyss or be rich for 15 seconds?
Well, one of these sounds pleasant and the other sounds...
You don't want to spend Christmas in the abyss?
Yes.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Time Bat Show, episode number 90. I'm one of your hosts, Time Maces.
And I'm your other host, Bat Snacks.
And we're episode 90. Can you believe it? We're 10 away from our 100th episode.
We're in the home stretch now.
We are, and then we'll just be done after that, right?
Yeah, like and then 100. We'll just stop doing it.
I mean, that is something we would do.
I mean, there's really not any realistic milestones after 100.
No. Like, what are we even doing after? What do we have to look forward to after 100 episodes?
500? That's never going to happen.
That's like forever. Like, I'll be dead by then. I don't know. You know, like, it's... I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what we have to look forward to. But it's coming. We'll see what happens. Yeah. First thing I want to talk about real quick is what the hell is going on with Skype today? Like, we had the weirdest time trying to connect to each other.
Yeah, the first time we connected, you couldn't hear me, I could hear you. So we got on Discord.
And then I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me.
And then we just got back on Skype. It didn't change anything at all.
And then it worked.
It's just working.
It was weird. I don't know. Skype's going through some stuff. I think they're owned by Microsoft now. You know, there's just some weird shit going on with them. They probably just don't even, like, develop it anymore. They're just like, oh, it's already a product. Just leave it. You know?
I mean, do people really use Skype, like, outside of us?
I think so. I think people still use it.
Green pastures.
Here's the thing about Skype. Like, it was the thing like 5 years ago. Like, everyone used Skype. I remember having job interviews over Skype. Like,
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think you're right. Like, now I don't see it being used a whole lot anymore. I use it at work, but I don't use it for video calls. I just use it for like, it's our like work IM system, you know?
Okay, I think even that is kind of unusual.
Yeah.
Using Skype as a work IM.
Yeah. So it's like... But for voice calls? No, I think most people moved on to other things.
Yeah, like Google or Apple.
Yeah,
or...
you can do Google Hangouts now, and I think most people do that. Especially workplaces, they do that, because it's easier to just drop into it. You don't have to know everyone's thing, you know? You just like... Here's a hangout. Here's the link. Everyone jump into it.
Sharing files actually works.
Right. So, yeah, I don't know why we can still use Skype, but here we are using Skype. We have to make it to 100 episodes with Skype at the very least.
Yeah, then we'll consider changing to something else, maybe.
If you want to, tempt us with your voice over IP software, shout out to us, and we might consider switching.
Yeah. Tweet us at contact. No, you don't tweet there. You email us at contact.
There's no bad at that. It's been 90 episodes. You didn't even know how to do it. No, it's fine. We're a big brand. We'll promote you very well. We should start doing advertising on the show. Right?
Who would want that?
I don't know. Somebody, maybe. Maybe we can trick, like, an elderly person into advertising on the show. They're like, I need some more internet business. And we're like, oh, you know, I have a podcast. And they're like, really? I've heard those are cool. And we're like, yeah, well, we'll do an ad for you for $1,000. And they're like, okay. And, like, they don't know any better, you know, so.
I mean, people pay for ads on, like... other podcasts.
Good podcasts, yeah.
Yeah.
They do. No,
we could just
true.
Say that we're just like the Joe Rogan show in a lot of ways.
We're just like that show. We're just like the Kevin Smith whatever experience. We're just like, you know, we're just like all those. We're just not as...
popular.
Popular. We're just as good, though. It's the only difference. The audience size.
Yeah.
Everything else is the same or better.
Then so what we're saying is that our audience is the problem, not us.
Which is the... Yeah. It's like, it's not our fault we're bad. It's everyone else's fault. Yeah. But if you're listening to the show, fellow listener, then it means you're above the curve, right? Yeah. Like, they're, like, ahead of the times. Like, you know, like, Van Gogh, like...
When, oh, man.
Do you know where I'm going with this?
No.
It's not bad. It's good. It's good. It's a lot better than you think. Van Gogh. Our
podcast is amazing.
Van Gogh, okay, when he was painting...
Was really sad,
and he made, like, no money off his paintings. He wasn't very famous. Then when he died, everyone was like, oh, Van Gogh, he was the genius, you know?
He's the greatest, yeah.
That's where we are, right here. Like, we're just ahead of the curve so much that people don't even know that we're on the curve, you know?
Yeah.
They can't even see the peak of the curve. We're so far ahead.
Because Van Gogh, just like us, was not very good at marketing himself.
He wasn't good at tweeting. That was his problem.
The worst at it.
He was bad at social media. He was a noted social media hermit. You know, he would just never tweet. And
yeah.
And all the other artists, you know, were like, Van Gogh, you gotta tweet. You gotta tweet. You gotta hashtag it. You gotta tweet. And he's like, I don't...
hashtags. You gotta build a brand. He's like, I'm just gonna get drunk and cut off my ear.
Yeah. Like, use Freaky Friday, you know, use Thoughtful Thursday, you know.
Motivation Monday,
Sexy Saturday, Sunday Fun Day, and then just do that. And he was like, no, I'll get famous for my art alone. And he never did in his lifetime. But afterwards, people were like, oh, he was brilliant. We want more Van Gogh. But, you know, too bad. They didn't jump on the wagon when they had the chance. So, basically what I'm saying is that's our podcast right now. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Yeah. I mean, so Vincent Van Gogh is one of those people that was so good, he kind of makes me not want to try stuff.
What do you mean?
Do you know what I mean? Like, have you ever... like seen someone's art and just been like, I'm never gonna try to draw something
because of
this man.
Yes, like, definitely.
Like, he was so good that I just shouldn't try.
It's like, not even bother. I'm never gonna be that good. So what's the point of all this?
Like, have you seen the Starry Night painting?
Yeah, like, yeah. You're not gonna be able to do anything close to that. You're not gonna be able to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some things that kind of get you down like that. Like, some people are so good at something, you're just like, I don't even need... Why am I even trying? The world already has this person.
Yeah.
I'm not going to contribute anything meaningful to this. You know, so you're like, why even bother? Yeah, I don't know. Van Gogh's definitely one of them. Anyway, so you went somewhere this last weekend, right?
Isn't that true? Last weekend, over the weekend, I drove down on Friday and left, like, Monday very early.
And? Where?
It was the CEO Fighting Game Tournament.
Which stands for what?
Do you remember? Central...
No.
Entertainment
no.
Organization. No. I don't know what it stands
for. It's, like, the weirdest acronym. It's, like,
Oh, it's Community Effort...
Community...
Orlando.
Yeah. Orlando, that's it. That's
Even though it was in Daytona.
Why was it in Daytona this year? That doesn't make any sense. Shouldn't it be CED then? Sounds like GED.
That doesn't sound as good as CEO.
CEO sounds very prestigious.
Because it's like corporate executive officer.
Right, but it's community Well, I already forgot what it stands for. Community
Effort.
Effort Orlando.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's a big fighting game tournament. You went, and you just went to like watch, right?
Yeah, I don't play any fighting games at all.
Well, at a professional level, you don't.
I mean, I don't even play like kind of casually fighting
games. We should talk about this for a half a second, because you like love fighting games, though. Like,
I like the idea of fighting games.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, it's the Van Gogh thing. Yeah. Like, you're like, oh, it's so cool. I love it. But you, like, don't do it because you know you'll never be
good.
That good. Yep. But you'll watch it and you, like, respect the game and the players and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. I'm a fan of watching fighting games, but I don't like to do it because it's one of
those... It's like your football, you know?
Yeah. It's one of those things where... if you play someone in a fighting game, you know within like 2 seconds who's better.
You do.
And it's like immediate. Are you supposed to keep playing for like 2 hours after that? Like, you already know who's better.
Like, there's no point. Like, you know you're going to lose. Just keep losing. The thing about fighting games, though, with anything, mm-hmm. is you have to keep at it to get good at it. But with fighting games, unlike other things, I feel like the defeat is a lot more crushing.
Yeah.
So, like, you get a lot more demotivated to, like, continue, you know, yeah. than in other things. Like, if you were trying to be a good artist, you know, you screw up some art, but you're not, like, defeated by a 17-year-old boy who goes booyah after you fail yeah. a painting. You know what I mean? Like, that's humiliating, and you probably don't want to do it anymore after that. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But what did you see at CEO?
So, there was all kind of fighting games there. They played, you know, the Street Fighter, the anime games. There's a new game out. Have you heard about the Dragon Ball Fighter?
I have, yeah. I've heard good things about it.
I think if I were going to play a fighting game, I would choose to try to play that one.
You would go with that one?
That one seems
fun. It looks really good, like, art-wise, like, graphic-wise. Yeah. It's really good-looking game. Looks just like the anime. I'd probably try that. It seems like a good balance between, like, a Street Fighter style and, like, the anime fighter style.
Yeah.
It's weird that we have, like, a term for anime fighters now. Like, they used to be very niche when we were younger.
Yeah, like, Guilty Gear.
It was Guilty Gear. And now it's, like, there's a million of them. They're all over the place. I don't even know the names of all of them. And it's weird. It's a little weird. And they always have, like, very complicated, like, combo systems and stuff that I, like, don't make sense in any way.
Yeah, you know? They're hard for me to watch because I don't understand what's
there's
happening.
There's, like, gauges everywhere, and then they're like, oh, he just pulled off his triple secret double ninja freestyle backflip tech umami breaker.
That's really what it's like, yeah.
And you're like, what does that even mean? And you're like, don't worry about it. It's a thing. Umami breaker. That should be a game name.
It's the umami cancel into the flavor breaker.
The umami cancel. And there's always a cancel. Like, oh, you didn't cancel your animation. You should have canceled. It's like, what does that even... I don't know what that means. Anyway, so you watch all the anime games, Street Fighter.
Yeah. So I went to CEO, and what was cool about it is they had gaming bars set up.
Uh-huh.
And they sold, like, fighting game themed drinks. I think there was, like, a Hadouken.
Did they have a Shuriken or whatever? Yeah. Shuriken.
They were like $15 for a drink, and I didn't buy any. But
you could have. If I was there, we would have bought them. We would have got them. Were you only there for the night, like one day or whatever? Or did you stay in a hotel or something?
I stayed in a hotel for a couple nights.
Oh, really? So you're there for multiple nights?
Yeah,
so you could have got trashed at the gaming bar.
$15. Yeah, for like $500.
That's really expensive. Like, sir, you look a little intoxicated. How many drinks have you had? It's like, well, I had 10 Hadoukens, and a Shoryuken.
10 Hadoukens would have been $150, and they're made with, like, not good liquor.
Like, they put like a teaspoon of vodka in there.
Yeah.
You would have had to really, like, buy a lot of them. So did you play anything at this event?
Yeah, they had two booths set up where you could play the new Smash Brothers.
Smash Super Ultimate.
Smash Brothers Ultimate.
Uh-huh.
And they also had Street Fighter, not Street Fighter, Soul Calibur 6.
Cool. Well, did you play them?
I waited in line for, like, 30 minutes to play one round of Super Smash Brothers Ultimate.
For 5 minutes?
It was... It wasn't even like a stock battle. It was like they had a 2-minute timer.
It was a time battle? What? Yeah. That's ridiculous. Did you play somebody else or did you play a computer?
I got to play. It was a 4-player, like a 4-player multiplayer battle with items turned on and all that. I played Snake.
Yeah.
Feels very similar to Brawl.
What level did you play on? Do you remember?
I think it was the villager level.
Yeah, the Animal Crossing
one. Animal Crossing, rather, yeah.
Anyway, it feels similar to Brawl.
Yeah.
Go on.
That's really all I've got.
Was it good, though? Was it fun?
It seemed fun. Okay. I like playing Snake.
I like playing Snake too. I'm glad
you can lay mines, throw grenades.
Snake's like the best. Smash character. He's so unique. Like, he's weird and different. And I really liked him in Brawl, and I'm sad he wasn't in the latest one. But you know, he's coming back.
Yeah.
I don't know how they wrangled that, but you know, they did it somehow. So.
Yeah, somehow, like, even after Kojima split, they got Snake, which is cool.
It's probably because Konami's like, yeah, we'll take the free money, you know. We'll take like, free licensing money. I mean, it's just free money for them. It's like, sure, whatever. Might as well. Did you play Soul Calibur 6 at all?
No. Yes, I lost really badly to the person I played.
I love Soul Calibur. Like, that's my favorite traditional fighting game, if you know what I mean. Like, Smash Brothers is definitely my favorite fighting game, but, like, it's very, you know... A lot of people consider it like a kind of a, you know, outlier, I guess. But
yeah.
Soul Calibur is definitely my favorite traditional fighting game. I think it's because of the weapons.
Yeah, the weapons and the single player was super fun. It had like the dungeon system.
Yes, it was fun. You could like choose your path and you'd like get loot and stuff. It was weird.
Yeah.
But who did you play in Soul Calibur?
I played as Ivy. I've always liked the idea of playing as Ivy, but I've always been really bad because it's. She's way too hard to play.
She's a cool whip.
Yeah, that's the whip lady. The like bondage whip lady.
Yeah, she's a little too like I don't know. The design of Ivy is probably needed to be updated, but they're like, nope, we're still going by this 1998 like teenage boy design, you know.
Yeah.
If you don't know Ivy, she's got a lot of well, I don't know how to describe this. She doesn't have enough clothing, put it that way.
Not nearly
and
enough.
And she's got a lot going on, you know what I mean? Yeah. So, yeah. Anyway, was Ivy a fun character to play?
I lost really bad.
That happens.
I don't know. It's hard to say whether it was...
I'll probably get it because I haven't played Soul Calibur in forever. So
I'll buy it for the single player.
Yeah. What are you doing? No, you don't buy a fighting game for the single player.
I do. I bought Mortal Kombat 10 for the single player.
That did have a good single player. It's weird. It had like a story mode and there was like cinematics and stuff.
Yeah.
And
it was like the story about. So I think I played Cassie Cage, and it was the story about how she's a police officer or something.
It was so bad. Like, the story was so bad, but, like, I played it anyway because it was, like, the story mode in Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
But it was, like, I don't even know what was going on. Like, do they even write the story? Like, I know they write it, but, like, do they, like, try to, like, make it good? Or do they just, like, we know this is going to be bad. Let's just ham it up.
Well, I haven't played a Mortal Kombat since, like, Mortal Kombat 2.
Yeah.
And I think a lot has happened since
it has. And here's the thing. Even if I played all the games, I wouldn't know what was going on. Because I'm not paying attention to that. You know, it's so convoluted now that...
They're all in the Netherworld doing...
Doing something, you know.
God knows what.
I think Superman was there at some point, you know, like...
Yeah, the Ninja Turtles showed up or something.
There's a lot of things going on in Mortal Kombat. Like, the thing about it is, like, a lot of people died, and then they, like, undied, and then they died again, and then, you know, da-da-da-da-da. And then Sub-Zero or Scorpion, one of them, like, turned good. Because they're both bad, right? Or were they?
I don't know the answer.
Scorpion was definitely bad from the beginning. Sub-Zero might have been good at one point.
I think they might have been brothers at one point. Maybe they're not anymore. Like,
yeah. But I think one of them, like, turned good and then turned back to bad. Or something like that. You know, they, like, switched sides a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
Raiden has always been good. Or Raiden, whatever. However they pronounce him in the Mortal Kombat universe. And Johnny Cage and, like, Sonya have always been good guys. And then, like, Scorpion, Sub-Zero are bad. And then that, like, weird necromancer guy.
Shang Tsung.
Yeah. Is that the, like, Green Lantern guy, right?
Yeah, he organizes the combat tournament.
Yeah.
He's
always... He's bad. He's real bad.
Yeah.
And then the big, like, four-armed guy, like Goro or something.
Goro,
like that.
Yeah.
I can't believe I remember these guys' names. Like, I haven't played Mortal Kombat in forever. And then there's a female one, isn't there? Like,
yeah,
a female version
Sonya
of Goro?
Is the female Mortal Kombat character.
No. There's, like, a female Goro, isn't there? Like, a female version of the Goro person?
Yeah, she was in the movies.
Yeah, I don't remember her name, though.
Neither do I.
Whatever. Doesn't matter.
Goro.
And then...
Goro. That's probably not her name.
Goro, we need a female version. Gora. It's like, oh, sold, we're done. And then my favorite character when I was a kid was Vector.
I don't remember him at all.
No one remembers Vector. Who the hell is he? He was a robot, man. He was so stupid. He was like the dumbest design, but like it was cool when I was like 11, okay? So he was like a robot man. You know how like the original Mortal Kombat's, they use like real motion capture people?
Yeah.
Like, so, they like use real video of like people and then just like made that into sprites, basically.
Yeah.
So like this man, it was clearly a man in like a fake robot suit. Like, yeah. It kind of looked like a Power Ranger, you know? You know what I mean? But, like, more robotic, I guess. And he was red. And he had this sweet helmet that was kind of similar to, like, Darth Vader, kind of, but red. With, like, a ponytail in the back because it's Mortal Kombat, so sure. But I remember his moves were, like, he could shoot, like, a electric laser out of his hand. And, like, he had, like, this whip that was, like, electric. And, like, he could, like... had like a jetpack thing, and
I don't remember
like
this character.
A net and a smoke screen. They were trying to make him to be like the new Scorpion, in that like he had a brother that was blue, and I don't remember his name, but he was like the Sub-Zero version of Vector. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they were trying to do like that whole dynamic, like, oh, we got Scorpion, Sub-Zero, and now we have Vector and Rector or something. I don't remember the other one's name, but I think he was also math based, so he'd be like, you know, function and vector or something. I don't know.
Integer. Integer.
I don't know what his name would be. But anyway, he was my favorite character when I was a kid. And looking back, it's like the dumbest character like in the world. But, you know, it is what it is.
Mortal Kombat is cool.
It is. It is. I don't know what they're doing with the series now, but I'm not really sure what's happening. Like,
I think right now they have a game out called Injustice 2 that's like superheroes.
Yeah, I know that one.
And then they'll go back to Mortal Kombat probably eventually.
Yeah. I think I played one of the more recent ones, and I played the story mode, and I was like, I have no idea what's going on, but this is kind of stupid and fun. It's kind of the equivalent of watching like a bad sci-fi movie on TV at like 11 o'clock at night. You know, it's kind of got that kind of storyline going on.
Except there's, like, way more characters. And it's like, oh, I don't know who you are.
Yeah, you're like, who's integer? This guy? They, like, come up and they're like, hey. And they're like, hey, Integer. And I'm like, who the fuck is Integer? I don't know who that is. Anyway, I don't know. So, I'm going to get the new Soul Calibur and the new Smash Bros. For sure. Have you seen any movies lately?
Not any recent movies, but I think you have.
Yeah, I saw the new Jurassic World.
Why don't you
tell me what you think what you think my rating is going to be out of 5 stars?
It's Chris Pratt is the guy, right?
Now, you know, I love the original Jurassic Park. Like, you have that knowledge.
Yeah.
You know, that's like
one and of I know that movies. You didn't love the original Jurassic World.
It's true.
Yep. So I'm going to guess that you didn't enjoy it that much.
I didn't hate it.
It was so it was just like a movie with dinosaurs.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. I wasn't like, this is awful. I was like, okay, this is a movie with dinosaurs in it. I don't want to spoil it. I mean, who really cares about Jurassic World spoilers? But I won't spoil it anyway. But like, there are a lot of dinosaur fights in it.
Cool.
That's good. There's a lot of people getting eaten by dinosaurs.
That's cool.
There's a lot of, like, set pieces involving dinosaurs running and other people running away from them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's cool. Story itself, it's take it or leave it kind of thing. Didn't really make a lot of sense. Don't really know why they did the things they did. Character-wise, didn't really like anybody. They're kind of just there, you know.
What about the raptor trainer man?
I mean, he's just, I don't know, he's there. I don't know, he's the raptor trainer. I guess he's kind of funny. I don't know. Did you see the original Jurassic World?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you like that guy?
I liked it, yeah, and I liked the guy.
I mean, he's okay, but he wasn't like, wow, I'm so enthralled by this character. It's just like, okay.
Maybe I liked the idea of the guy better than the guy
himself. He trains raptors and like, wow, that's a cool job.
He's like Steve Irwin for dinosaurs.
He's the Steve Irwin of dinosaurs, yeah, absolutely. Man, that would have been a good movie.
with actual Steve Irwin.
They missed that opportunity. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
May he rest in peace, but I would have watched that movie. Do you remember the really bad Steve Irwin movie that came out like a couple years before he died? Like, they made a movie about Steve Irwin. Like, a real movie. Not like a documentary. Like, he was in a movie. Do you remember this?
No, I don't remember this.
You don't remember this?
No.
Because I'm going to tell you, you got really excited to go see this movie, and you saw it in the theater, and I didn't go, but you did, and you said it was really good. You don't remember this at all?
No, I don't remember this.
This is a real movie. I want you to look this up right now, all right? Open Google.
Okay.
Let me know when you're ready. Right. Now, I don't know if this is the actual title, but this is what my brain has conjured. So, okay. Are you ready?
On IMDb.com.
Are you ready? All right, look up Steve Irwin Collision Course. I think that's what it's called. I have no idea what it's about, but I know it's a movie starring Steve Irwin.
He's known for Dr. Dolittle 2, Happy Feet, The Crocodile Hunter, Collision Course.
Collision Course, that's it. That's the movie.
It's got a 5.4 on IMDb.
Uh-huh.
Do you want me to read the...
Yes, I would love you to read the summary.
The summary is, the crocodile hunter mistakes some CIA agents for poachers and sets out to stop them from capturing a wily croc, which, unbeknownst to him, has swallowed a tracking drone.
Wow. And the tagline is crikey.
Yes.
You don't remember this at all.
His wife was in it, too. Terry Irwin.
No, you don't remember this at all, because I remember you specifically wanting to see this movie.
God. This looks like such a movie I would love. Like,
I remember you were like, I don't know, 14 years old, and you like loved Steve Irwin when you were that age. Like, you were the biggest Steve Irwin fan.
Yeah.
And when this came out, you were like super pumped about a movie with Steve Irwin in it. And I didn't care like about it at all. Like, I like Steve Irwin, but I was like, I don't need to see that movie. But you saw it. I'm pretty sure you saw it. So you probably just blocked it from your memory because it was so bad, but...
Yeah. That's so funny, because I must have told myself that it was good, because you remember me saying it was good.
I remember you going, like, I remember calling you, this is back in 2002, when, you know, you didn't text people. I remember calling you on, like, a Saturday or Sunday and be like, what are you doing today? You want to, like, play video games or something? And you're like, no, I'm going to Steve Irwin, or I'm going to Crocodile Hunter Collision Course. And I was like, okay. And then you went. And then you, like, came back.
I
didn't want to go. And then you, like, came back, and you were like, that was the greatest movie. I don't remember. You just said it was really good. And I was like, all right. And then I forgot about it. And apparently you did, too.
I need to watch this again.
You do. The thing about a movie like this is I don't know where you'd find it. Like, I doubt it's on, like, streaming. Like, they're not putting movies like this on, like, Amazon or anything. You probably have to go to, like, an abandoned Blockbuster and, like, find, like, an old DVD of it or something, you know?
The top user review for this says, too many snakes. If you do not like snakes, do not see this film. There are a lot of snakes.
See, this movie sounds great. We should both watch this and then come back to the show and review it.
We should.
So, yeah, Steve Irwin was in his own, like, movie. Like, it wasn't a documentary. It was, like, a real movie. And, yeah, I don't know how good it was, but, you know, you should know, but you just don't remember, so.
Yeah, it's totally blocked from my memory. I don't remember seeing
it. I love how you just didn't remember that at all, because you definitely were the person that told me about this movie. I would never have even known about it if it weren't from you, because there's no reason for me to know that, you know.
I probably saw the preview on TV, like on Discovery Channel or something.
And you're like, that looks amazing!
See this.
And I was like, I don't know, I'm good. You got really excited for, like, some really dumb shit when we were kids. Like, yeah. I'm not criticizing, because I did too, but I just remember them.
I think I was a much bigger offender. Like, do you remember Final Fantasy X-2?
Yes, I remember it. That's what I was going to bring up.
God.
We've talked about it that on the show before, but, like, you were so excited for that. And it was so bad. And you, like, pretended it was good so that you could, like, justify spending money on it. You're like, it's so good. You got, like, the strategy guide and, like...
I did. I bought the strategy guide. It was, like, $40.
But you got, the deluxe strategy guide with, like, a poster in it or something. I remember.
Yeah. It had it was a poster of the goth lady. The new one.
You liked the goth lady. Her name was Payne, I think. Her name literally was Payne. Oh my god.
Her name really was Payne. What? I think it had an E at the end.
I didn't realize that till just now. Like it didn't register until I said it, and I was like, oh my god, the goth lady's name was Payne.
Like, wow.
Like, who came up with that? Like, do you think they, like, sat around in a board meeting or like, what do we do with the goth girl? She has a cool name. And someone's like, how about Payne? And they're like, wow. Well, add an E to the end and spell it with a Y, and we're golden.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, man.
Are you okay?
I'm just thinking, like, yeah, Payne was my favorite character in 10 too.
Yep.
And Ivy was my favorite character in Soul Calibur.
Yeah, you sure had a type. When you were 14 years old. What's the pattern, huh?
I don't know.
You can do the math, listener. Yeah. You can figure the pattern out. Just Google those two people, you'll put it together real quick.
They're the same character.
You'll put it, they even have, like, the same hairstyle. I'm pretty sure they
both have a sword whip. Like,
I think they have a similar hairstyle, too. Payne's got, like, the...
No, Payne had, like, cloud hair, and Ivy has,
No. I'm looking at her. She's got, like, this, like, short, like, swoosh kind of hair. And, you know, Ivy has this very similar short swoosh hair.
All right, well...
They're not that similar, but they're close. Yeah. They both have white hair, too. That's another commonality.
I think you could change her hairstyle in 10, too. I think that was one of the big selling points.
Oh, wow.
You could change, like, outfits and...
That's exciting.
Right?
Yeah.
Am I remembering?
I don't know. I didn't ever play 10-2. You asked me if I wanted a bar, and I was like, I'm good. You can... I don't need it. I'm fine. Oh, Payne. She looks like a female Squall.
Yeah.
She does. She's like, let's take Squall and we'll just make it a woman and make less clothes and that'll be Payne. You know?
Yeah. I remember the battle system not being that bad, or maybe I just told myself.
No, I hear it was actually good. I've heard it was actually a good battle system. I've never played it. Some people love that game. Some people are like, this is a great Final Fantasy.
And some I always like Nier Automata.
My response is always like, is it really good? Is it good? Or is it just you remembering it was good? I don't know. It's weird. Alright, I have to stop looking at Google image results of this because there's some really dumb ones. Do you want to do our first trivia question?
Sure. Thank you for reminding me.
You're welcome.
I will have you choose your first lifeline first, though.
Let me do Monty Hall.
Okay. What is ground nut more commonly known as?
What the hell does that mean?
Ground nut? One word.
Ground nut. Is it okay.
A, home base in baseball.
Okay.
Is it B, a tripod? Is it okay. C, a peanut? Or is it D, a voltage meter?
What is this question? This
one
doesn't
of these
make any
is
sense.
Ground nut.
Ground nut isn't like a thing. That's not a word that anyone uses. I've never heard this before.
Apparently is.
Okay, hold on. Ground nut, spelled like N-U-T at the end?
Yep.
And so my first inclination is it's a peanut, because a peanut is a nut, right? And ground nut, I don't know, there's nut in there. I don't know why they would put the word nut in there if it weren't a nut. So it's either that or what were the other three?
Home base in baseball.
Yeah.
B, a tripod for a camera. C, a peanut. Or D, a voltage meter.
Voltage meter, that doesn't make sense. Either. Oh, wait, no, voltage, you can have like a ground, right? You need like a ground for where the electricity goes.
You have to test which one is the ground
and
wire
then,
sometimes.
And then, okay, I can see all these. Hold on. I mean, the nut makes no sense still, but, you know, besides that fact, home plate is on the ground, right?
That sounds like a baseball term to me.
Get on the ground, nut. Go all the way to the ground, nut. I feel like that's, I don't know, that's stupid. Like, why wouldn't they just say home? Like, you don't need to make a new you don't need to make a new slang just because you can. Like, I don't know, it doesn't make sense. I don't get slang that, like, makes the word you're replacing longer.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. you know, like, home. It's like, no, let's call it groundnut. Like, okay,
why? You never know.
And then tripod was the other one, right?
Tripod, yep.
I mean, that's also on the ground. Okay, I'm going to do Monty Hall. Okay, and I'm going to lock in. Freaking A. These are all, like, these are all sound like they, like, are not it. I'm going to lock in a home base or home plate.
Okay.
This is like baseball, right? That's what we're talking about? Okay, just making sure. I'm locking that.
It is either A, home plate, or C, a peanut.
Shit. Damn it. Shit. Okay. I'm going to be logical here. I don't want to go off the deep end because I feel like you're tricking me. I'm going to say peanut because that's the most obvious thing. Peanut, final answer.
Okay. It is peanut. That's true.
Oh, thank God. So you just made all that other stuff up.
Yes. Because you know how people make up stupid slang? No, like, if you're an electrician, you're right. Like, I could see an electrician being like, you got hand the me ground the groundnut. Like,
your groundnut is twisted. Or whatever, you know. You're going to need a new groundnut. It'll cost you $1,500.
I feel like someone has charged me for a bent groundnut before.
It definitely sounds like something. Yeah. Sounds like something in your car, too.
Yeah.
It's like, your groundnut. You need that for electrical wiring.
It's the thing that makes your window work.
The groundnut.
My groundnut is broken right now. I can't roll down my window.
And everything has like a nut name in your car. It's like, that's the groundnut, that's the wind nut, that's the gas nut, and that's the...
And that's like the... Forrest Gump naming off all the different nuts.
In the car.
Yeah.
The groundnut, the wind nut, the gas nut, the fuel nut, the drive nut, the go nut. The trunk nut, the back nut, the front nut, the top nut, the blue nut.
Yeah, I...
The brake nut.
Okay, maybe that wasn't a very good trivia question.
The brake nut, that would totally be something, though.
It's worn down from all the braking.
Your brake nut's too worn down. You need a new brake nut.
Brake nuts. If you pluralize any of those, it just gets really funny.
Brake nuts? That sounds like a really bad cereal.
It sounds like a really bad spoof movie.
Brake nuts. What would that be about?
It's a spoof on The Fast and the Furious.
I get it.
Yeah.
But instead of going fast and furious, they like break. They're like really into braking.
Testing like your brake pads, your springs.
This sounds like a great movie.
This is
like...
the worst movie ever.
So, like, Fast and the Furious, they have, like, illegal street racing, right? In Brake Nuts, they have, like, illegal braking. I don't even know what you
just
call
like,
it.
Slow down.
It's like a braking competition. They, like, start going really fast, and then they brake. And whoever brakes the best, like, wins.
Yeah. There's different maneuvers you can do.
Yes. You do, like, a side break.
Yeah, I'm envisioning this more of, like, a freestyle kind of competition where you do tricks rather than
As you're braking?
Yeah.
So you, like, spin around. You, like, use your emergency brake. You know they do that in movies sometimes, like, yeah, you know. And like, whoa.
Have you seen that anime Initial D?
Yes, of course I have.
You know they do, like, fancy hand motion on, like, the brake.
And you're like, what does that even do?
What are you doing? You're just pulling your shifter, like.
But they're like, make it look really cool. They're like, like do like a little sign before they do it.
Yeah,
it doesn't make any sense. But okay, in the Brake Nut movie, like the end, the climax, because like the Fast and Furious always needs like some crazy climax.
Yeah, there has to be a rivalry between like the leader of the brake shop and the rival brake
shop.
Yeah,
but like you know how in Fast and Furious they always take it to like some crazy location at the end?
Yeah.
Like in one they're like racing on the Grand Canyon or something. Okay. Mm-hmm. Brake Nuts, they go to the Grand Canyon too. But instead of racing on the Grand Canyon, you see where this is going.
They just like drive off.
They drive off the Grand Canyon, but they can brake right before they hit the cliff.
Oh.
So it's like whoever brakes the best lives.
Closest to the cliff.
Yeah, and then the other person could die if they don't brake good enough.
That actually sounds super tense.
Right? The whole movie is a
lead-up
to that.
Of that scene in John Wick where he's like driving towards the tractor or something and he slams on his brakes and screams.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's like you're playing chicken with the other guy, but instead of hitting each other, you're like breaking. Yeah. You know, and you like try to be the last person to break, but if you break too late, you're going to fly off the canyon. You know. And then like maybe the bad guy flies off the canyon because he does it. And that's like the big set piece of the movie. Break nuts. Come into theater near you. See, we just came up with a great... And The Rock would be in it. You know, like all the... Yeah,
The Rock.
The normal people.
Vin Diesel. You know,
Vin Diesel, Jason Statham. They'd all come in. You know. Maybe they played their same characters from Fast and the Furious, you know. Maybe they're just like cameos.
I've never seen one of those movies.
Don't bother. Don't waste your money. Maybe they'll just come as like cameos, though. You know, in Breaknuts.
Yeah, they're like on the cover, and it says like with The Rock, but they're only in it for like 2 seconds.
they try to recruit The Rock, and he's like, "I don't do breaking. I don't break. I'm not a breaknut like you." And that's like his whole line or something.
They try to play it up in the movie as like a huge scene,
but it's just like, "I'm not a breaknut. I don't do. I retired from breaknuts a long time ago.
Here's my protege." And his name is like, so it needs to be something.
The Stone.
Like the Stone, yeah.
He's like a smaller version of The Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's like the new guy. Yeah, it's Breaknuts. I wanted to get into our weird news story of the day.
Okay.
Because it's an interesting one. There was... let me find the story. Hold on. It's... closed it for some reason. Okay, here it is. So, outside of Las Vegas, you know Las Vegas, it's a beautiful place where anything can happen. There apparently was a 51-year-old man, self-proclaimed paranormal researcher, found what he claims to be a time warp outside of the outskirts of Las Vegas in the desert of Nevada.
Okay.
That links between... I don't see what years it is. He doesn't say. But he does say that the time anomaly makes his watch go 20 microseconds. Like, he loses 20 microseconds when standing inside the time warp. Okay. And he believes it leads to a, you know, past plane, if you will.
So he existence. Found a time warp in the middle of the desert?
In the middle of the desert in Las Vegas. He has a differential time meter, rate meter, which I've never heard of before.
Okay.
A device that has a 100-foot cable with a sensor on the end. And according to mysteriousuniverse.org, the device sends a signal down the length of the cable and measures the time it takes to reach the other end. That signal is always supposed to travel at the same rate of time at any particular place. The only way that could change is if a black hole approached Earth, or something like that. These are his words, which is never supposed to happen. At this point, on June 18th, 2018, I actually measured for the first time and only time itself slowing down for 20 microseconds. So that's what he says. Okay. So there you go. So he has some fancy device. That the only place you can find it on the internet is mysteriousuniverse.org.
Okay.
That he used to measure the time. And there you go.
There's a link to Mysterious Universe. So, like, could I go to the website and buy my own time warp meter?
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, the first thing when I click on Mysterious Universe is the time warp thing. The story.
Okay.
I'm getting an ad for a Kinect camera for Xbox 360. So, that's just to show you how good this website is. Like, I'm reading about the time meter, and then there's immediately an ad for a Kinect for Xbox 360. And I'm like, is that the meter? Is that what I'm supposed to use to measure this? I don't know.
My initial reaction to this is, okay, so let's say you did find a time warp. I don't know if you'd be able to know if you did or not.
Why do you say that? This guy has a thing. He's got a thing.
The thing doesn't make any sense to me.
He's got a thing. It has a cable, and there's like a thing attached to it, and there's another thing going on. It's clearly...
It has an LED screen that puts numbers on it.
It's clearly scientific. He says this is the holy grail of what time science, is what he says. So, there you go. Why would this happen to be in Las Vegas? Like, out of anywhere it could be.
I think if there were going to be a time warp, like, that's probably the
That's where I'd put it.
I mean, Nevada isn't like a hot... What is it about Nevada that makes people go crazy? You know? Like, Nevada's got Las Vegas. It's got Area 51. That's in Nevada, too, right?
Sounds right. I think it's in New Mexico, actually.
Whatever. The desert. Those, you know, those states. Those, like, three or four states in the desert. You know, they're, like... It's where all the crazy people go. It must be the heat.
Those people where if you're watching Ancient Aliens, he shows up as a time warp consultant.
Yeah,
that's his
like
credentials.
A self-proclaimed time. He like the only credential he has is he wrote a book that sold like one copy about time travel, and he's like, I'm blah blah blah
author of
A Journey Through Time or something like that. Oh no, that's too good of a title for a book. It'd be like, Let's Do the Time Warp Again by Joshua Warren. That's like his name. So, yeah, Time Warp. I don't know. It's probably not true, but, you know, I thought it was an interesting story to share. If you had a time warp, where would you go?
Well, I don't think this story would do as well if the time warp were somewhere like Birmingham, Alabama.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Definitely. Because that's just so much less interesting than somewhere like Las Vegas.
The fun thing about Las Vegas is, like, it gives other people another reason to go to Las Vegas. They're like, yeah. Oh, we can go for the casino, and we can stop by the time warp.
Yeah.
Maybe this is a ploy from Las Vegas.
It's like their advertising. Tourism board.
Right? Wouldn't that be clever? Right,
they probably did some research. Uh-huh. And they figured out that people who believe in time warps are also really likely to spend all their money at a casino.
They're like, we gotta get this demographic to overlap. But they're not gonna come to a casino just for the casino. We need another reason. And they're like, let's make a fake guy, fake scientist... says he found a time warp.
Boom. Give him this weird thing
that's not referenced anywhere on the internet, and yeah. It's just like a cable with like a it's like a voltmeter with like
string with an audio cable plugged into it or something.
Yes, it's like an audio cable. You just like push it into the ground and like feed it in there.
He like licks his finger and holds it up. Yep, like it's all calibrated.
The air pressure is good. It's perfect for a time reading right now. Oh, anyway, you want to do a second trivia question?
Yeah, let's do a second trivia question. I will have you choose your second lifeline for trivia before we do.
I'm going to do 50-50.
Okay.
Going with the easy
This ones. Is a geography question, so
I love geography.
You should do good. Which U.S. city is known as the City of Brotherly Love?
Oh, this is easy. I know that.
It is?
Yeah.
Damn, I didn't know this.
I think I know it.
Is it A, Philadelphia? Uh-huh. Is it B, Long Island? Uh-huh. Is it C, Birmingham? Or is it D, Reno?
Reno would be funny. No, I do know the answer to this one. I'm sorry.
Oh, damn.
The answer is Philadelphia. And the reason I know that is because I lived in Philadelphia for a very brief amount of time.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, you knew the answer. That's correct, yeah. Philadelphia.
Reno would be a pretty funny one. What is Reno's slogan right now? Isn't it like, best little city in... Couldn't afford to go to Vegas, so you're going to Reno. Yeah. I kind of want to go to Reno one day.
What would you do there?
I don't know. I just want to see it, like what it's all about. You know, I mean, I've never been to Vegas either, and I want to go there too. But like, if I ever go to Vegas, like, let's say I'm in Vegas for a week, mm-hmm. one day I'm going to Reno. You know, like that's going to be an offshoot, if you will.
Take a bus there,
just to see what it is. I feel like Reno is going to be like white trash Vegas, right? That's what I imagine it to be.
My mental image of Reno is it's where every character in every movie like says they're going to go.
But, like, it's not like... It's, like, the characters that, like, are bad.
Yeah, it's the worst life. Characters want to go there.
They're, like, bad at life, and they have no money. And they're like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm taking a Greyhound to Reno. It's always, like, a Greyhound.
That's my plan.
And that's your plan. Reno's, like, where that guy from Independence Day, like, lives, like, normally. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
I know who that is, yeah.
The crop guy, you
know? He's my favorite character in any movie ever, I think.
He, like, goes to Reno. Like, I feel like he's a Reno guy, you know?
That's the whole population of Reno, is, like, people like
that. People like that. See, that's why I want to go to Reno. I want to meet some of these people like that, you know? It might be scary, but I think it would be interesting, yeah, you know, to see it.
I think Time Warp guy probably lives there.
Time Warp guy definitely lives there, yeah. He can't afford Vegas, but he can sure as hell afford Reno, you know? He can afford to drive out to Vegas every once in a while and take time readings.
He sells his paranormal books on Amazon or whatever.
Oh, and he might have a little shop in Reno? Because I'm sure Reno has a lot of, like, kitschy, dumb tourist shops, you know? Yeah,
the cheap rent, and you can...
Yeah. He's like, I've got an abnormal shop, and he's got, like, weird abnormal paranormal things.
They sell, like, crystals.
Yeah, they sell crystals and time meters over there, you know? Yeah. Warren's Time and Crystals.
Emporium.
Exactly. Warren's Time and Crystal Emporium down on I-50 in Reno, Nevada. You've never been to Reno, but you've been to Vegas, right?
Yeah, I went to Vegas for a fighting game tournament.
Look at you in the fighting games. What
tournament was that? I paid like $1,000 to go to Vegas.
No, you didn't, really?
The hotel was like $200 a night, yeah.
Holy moly. Was it worth it?
No.
Would you go again?
No. I mean, I don't even play fighting games.
Like, I remember you like texted me this. This was like 3 years ago or something. It was like 3 or 4 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Something like that. I remember I like called you for some reason. Like I hadn't talked to you in like a long time. Mm-hmm. I like called you and you're like, I'm at a fighting game tournament in Las Vegas. And I like got like really jealous. I was like, I wish I was at a fighting game tournament in Las Vegas. But like after that you came back, you told me it was like not that good. So I didn't feel as bad anymore. But
it's one of those things. I mean, I went, I didn't really know anyone because I'm not part of those communities.
Sure.
So you're just kind of there. Walked around and was like,
and you're not kind of the, you're not really the kind of guy that like, you know, strikes up conversations with randos that like are in the fighting games and, you know, like tags along with the crew or whatever. Yeah. You know,
I think I played Mortal Kombat 10 and Smash while I was there. Mm-hmm. And
did you gamble at all?
No, I didn't. This is embarrassing. I couldn't figure out
How to what?
I couldn't figure out how to gamble.
What do you mean?
I don't know how to
do it. You just get, you put money there, right? No,
it's not. You have to go up to a counter and do something. And then you go to the table and do something else. And I was too embarrassed.
Oh, my God.
To figure out how to do it.
This is where you need, like, another person to do it, though. Yeah. Like, we were talking about going to that music thing in October. We're doing that together. Yeah. And the only reason we're doing that is because we wouldn't be able to do it individually. Like, it's just something I wouldn't be able to do.
Yeah.
But, like, the Vegas thing, I feel like, is the same way. Like, I don't know how to do it. But, like, if I was with another person to, like, also be embarrassed about not knowing how to do it, I feel like jointly we would figure it out and be like, okay, you know, this is how to do it.
But yeah, like, hear me out. This, it sounds really bad that I couldn't do this, but... Even, like, a drunk person is supposed to be able to figure out how to gamble in Vegas.
They make it like as easy as possible.
It's made to be something that you don't have to try to do.
And yet you couldn't do it.
But, yeah.
That's funny.
I think the process is you go up to the cashier counter, and you get chips, and then you use the chips at the table.
Yeah, that's the process, I think. That's the process according to the movies I've seen.
But, yeah, it was really intimidating. Like, I didn't want to do it.
Well, when we'll go to Vegas one day, maybe, and then we'll figure it out. I've only gambled like a few times, and it was only ever like at a small casino, you know, not ever in Vegas. So I don't know. I'm interested in going at someday. Everybody I hear that says has been to Vegas says it's like not as exciting as it sounds, you know, like it's one of those things like you're kind of doing just to say you did it. You know?
Yeah, everything is really expensive.
Yeah, that's what I hear. People talk about, like, how they have really good buffets, though. I've heard that.
I didn't eat at a buffet. I ate at a ramen place and paid, like, $20 for
average
ramen.
Yeah! Good. Do you want to do some Reddits now?
Okay, sure.
All right. You had a really good one that you found originally that you said was really funny, so we should do that one.
I got this one from Ask, and it's the most Ask question ever.
I want to hear it.
Okay.
Okay. This was posted by BlackFire7676. Thank you,
Blackfire. Thank you, BlackFire7676.
He asks, how do I harvest my own blood safely and legally?
I don't know the answer to that. Can you do that safely?
Have you ever had that thought?
No, I've never thought about that in my life. Have you?
No.
I've never, ever thought of that. I'm afraid of needles, so I don't even think I would even consider that. What would you even do with that?
I don't know what he's thinking.
Like, do you? Because you can't sell it, because it's like, you know, like you have to, like you can sell plasma, but you have to like go to a legit place to do, you know, to do it.
You can't just, there's not like a kit you buy.
There's not like a guy that you could go to and be like, I got blood, and he's like, here's $20. You know, like that doesn't exist in the world. Okay, maybe he's like this Independence Day guy, right? Like the Reno guy, mm-hmm. right? He's really kind of conspiracy theory-ish. He's afraid he's going to get abducted by aliens, and they're going to like drain a lot of his blood or something, and he's going to need to have a transfusion, and the way to do that at home is by stockpiling your own blood. You know, you take a little bit a day, you know, and then you have all this blood in like a freezer or something, and then boom, you put it back in your system.
What do you do, like put it in the microwave on defrost?
I don't know how you do it. I haven't thought that far ahead, but that sounds like something a crazy conspiracy theorist man would do, doesn't it? Like, all right, it's like, what do you got in the fridge over there? It's like, oh, it's like a gallon of blood for me. One day I'll need it, maybe, you know, because the aliens are going to come and take me away.
I guess over the years, the blood would have accumulated because he's been storing it for a while.
Yeah, that's
now
what I mean.
Like, okay, got to sell this maybe somehow.
No, maybe. I don't know. I just feel like there's only one reason I could think you're going to harvest your own blood, and that's either to sell it or to stockpile it for, like, some disaster, you know? Maybe he's afraid he's going to get into an accident. Maybe he has a really rare blood type, okay? Mm-hmm. And he's afraid he's going to get into an accident, and he's going to go to the hospital because he needs a transfusion, and no one's going to be able to give it to him. But he, in his right, clever mind, has all his blood from, like, years and years of harvesting it from himself. And he's like, here you go, here's all my blood. And it's, like, in a cooler. And they're like, all they're right. Like,
I'm sorry, we can't use this. It's, like, just been
and
sitting
like,
in your
it's my garage. Constitutional right that you put this blood back in my system. It's my blood. So, there you go. That's my answer to why you'd want to do that. How you go about that? I mean, I don't know.
I've seen the lady or the man at the doctor do it before. It doesn't look that hard.
You use a needle. You use a blood bag.
You stab it in your arm.
Oh, I don't want to. Oh, man. I'm really afraid of needles. This is just freaking me out talking about it. You do it in your arm. Let's not use any sharp words, okay?
Okay.
You put the thing in the other thing.
And then it comes out.
And then it comes out. And then you got it in the bag. And then presumably you put that in cold storage.
Yeah.
That's it. And if you did that, like, every week, you know, for a while, you'd have a lot of your blood. And maybe you need it for an emergency or something. I don't know.
Or maybe you sell it on Amazon. I don't know.
Or maybe you, like, sell it to other people that live in Reno that, like, need blood for some reason. You know, like, black market blood.
You know those people that, like, think they're vampires?
Yes,
maybe
yes.
That's who gets it.
Maybe that's, he's, like, doing a side hustle with, like, vampires or something. I mean, if there was any city on the planet where there was, like, a society of vampires, it would be Reno, Nevada, right?
Have you seen From Dusk Till Dawn? I'm pretty sure that takes place in Reno.
Oh, my God, I think it is in Reno. You're right. I think we're onto something. If there was a society of vampires, it would be in Reno. Mm-hmm. There'd be a lot of conspiracy theory people in Reno, and I bet you they sell blood to these vampires, these fake vampires, you know, in the society. The Reno Blood Drive, or I don't know. There's like a fun black market name for
it's
it.
Like the Blood Society or something.
The Reno Blood.
The Red Market. Right?
That is brilliant. The Reno Red Market. That is brilliant. Yes, this I like how it all came together. Reno, the blood, vampires, movies, you know, like we all just sealed it right up there. That was good. Man, we're like running low on time already.
Do you want to do the final?
Yeah, let's do the final
question. Okay, I'll have you choose your last
lifeline. I'm going to tell you, this isn't a very good trivia question.
Is it easy or hard?
It's really easy.
Okay, I'll do, if it's easy, I'll do 60 second info, please.
Then. Okay.
I hope I know the answer to this one.
You don't, but you're like, you're going to know.
Okay, let's go. All
right. Question is, who was the leader of the wolves in the Jungle Book?
Okay.
Pretty sure, man, what was I thinking?
I'm pretty sure I know the answer to this one.
All right. Is it A, Oaxaca Mana?
Okay.
Is it B, Akala?
Uh-huh.
Is it C, Nobunaga? Or is it D, Sir Francis Drake?
I actually don't know the answer to this one. I really don't know the answer. I mean, I know it's not Sir Francis Drake.
It might be.
No, it's not. I don't remember the wolf in the Jungle Book.
Neither do I. I think this was only in the book or something.
Oh.
Like the, well, I don't, is there a Jungle Book the Book?
Yes, there's a Jungle Book, the book. Where do you think it was called the book from? Why would they call it book? If not for a book. Why did you think I was going to get this, like, out of the, like, instantly?
Because, like, my made-up names are just don't seem that good.
I mean, some of them are good. Repeat the first three again.
Is it A, Oaxaca Mana?
Okay.
Is it B, Akala?
Okay.
Is it C, Nobunaga? Or is it D, Sir Francis Drake?
Nobunaga sounds like a character from, like, Romancing the Three Kingdoms or something.
It might be.
It's General Nobunaga.
I might not have made
and
that.
And Lubu or something, right? Like,
yeah.
Lubu fought General Nobunaga. I don't think Nobunaga was in the Jungle Book. Like, that's a very Japanese name. I don't know if that's in the Jungle Book. What was the first one? It was like Amaka Laka Maka?
Oaxaca Mana.
Oaxaca Mana?
Yes.
And Akala?
Akala, yes.
Akala sounds like the most namey of all those, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm info pleasing. I don't know the answer to this one.
Alright, I will count down. Are you ready?
Alright, yeah. Let me let it load.
Okay.
It's taking a really long time to load. Okay, I'm ready.
All right,
ready?
3, 2, 1, info please.
I can't believe I'm going to get this one wrong. The one you sing is like the easiest one. Like, I don't know. I literally don't know if it's a collar or a makalakamata or whatever.
Makalaka.
Whatever his name is, I don't know. God damn it. This isn't working. This isn't working.
It's not
going
to be on info, please.
Jungle to Jungle? No, I don't want the movie Jungle to Jungle.
That stupid
yes,
movie.
Yes, I remember. It had Tim the Toolman Taylor in it. Do you remember?
Man.
Do you remember?
I used
Tim
to own
Allen's...
that movie on VHS.
No, you didn't. Did you really?
I really did.
Tim Allen was huge in the late 90s.
Yeah, that was...
Like, he was everywhere.
Yeah.
Hmm?
He was in, what was it? Home House?
Home Improvement.
Yeah,
but he was also in a lot of movies. He was in
Jungle
Toy
to
Story,
Jungle
to Jungle, Santa Claus, Galaxy Quest. He was in like a shit ton of movies in like that 5 years.
I think he's a really funny actor.
He's really famous. Yeah, yeah. He's just not really famous anymore. I mean, he is, but he's not as famous. This isn't info. Please is giving me nothing here.
Okay, well, it's past a minute, so you
okay,
must stop.
Okay, what were the first two again?
It's Oaxaca Mana or Akala.
I feel like Akala is the most wolf name, so I'm going to go with Akala.
Okay.
Final answer.
That's correct.
Yes! I would have been really sad if I was laughing at a Oaxaca Mana, and that was the real thing. Like, that would have been really
I think Oaxaca Mana sad. I got from Xavier Renegade Angel,
that
weird Adult Swim show.
Oh, okay.
And yeah. Nobunaga is the owner of Nobu Restaurant, I think.
There you go.
Yeah.
What a trivia question. Do you want to do some Would You Rathers before we close the show out?
Sure.
Okay, let's do a few of these. I also have some Reddits. We might get to them. I don't know. We'll see. First, Would You Rather. Would you rather be in a world without a jail or without the sun?
Well...
Ooh.
I think obviously without jail, right? Because without the sun, you're gonna...
It's dark.
It's gonna I don't think you can survive.
But then all the criminals are running around. Right?
I don't think there would be life, though, without the sun.
Well, maybe you could swing it. You know, maybe you can make a...
Okay, maybe it's, like, right after the sun goes away.
Yes, yes. And so, like, you have a little time to prepare.
Yeah.
You know? So it's either the sun disappears overnight, or all the jails just, whoosh, you know,
disappear. Everybody's out.
And all the crazy psychopaths are out, you know. This sounds like the plot of, like, a really bad Batman, you know.
I think this is the plot of a Batman. All the jails release everybody.
Yeah. And then Batman has one night to fix it all up, you know. It's like every Batman story.
I think jail is, like, the weirdest thing in the entire world.
Why?
It's, like, not a very good solution, but it's the only one, right?
It's like, yeah, it's like a necessary evil. Like, it's like, what else are you going to do with criminals?
Like, jail is obviously, like, horrible.
Yeah.
From an ethical perspective.
Right. Like, but, like, what else are you going to do?
What are you going to do? Yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree. Do you want to talk about, like, weird ethics stuff? It's the end of the show. No one's listening to this anyway.
Sure, we're clear.
We can go off topic. So, like, jails are interesting because people have different ideas of why people are in jail. Like, some people are like, oh, jail is to put people off the streets so that, like, it's safer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's, like, the obvious one that everyone thinks of. Other people are like, oh, people go to jail because we need to punish them. You know, like, they did a bad thing.
So get,
like,
our revenge. Punish.
Mm-hmm. Revenge, yeah. And then the other reason, which people don't think as much, is jail is there for hopefully... rehabilitating people.
Do people really think
that? Yeah, some people do. I mean, some jails do have programs, but yeah. I mean, I'm not trying to take a side here, but, like, okay, to rehabilitate people to eventually integrate back into society. But it's interesting because, like, all three of those things are, like, they're not really perfect in any of those. Like, they don't really do that, you know, perfectly anyway, but we have jail because... Like you said, like, I don't know what else to do with the criminals, you know? Yeah,
you can't
and have, the other... Go ahead.
You can't have the man that's going to kill everybody. Like, say you catch him, what are you going to do? You...
Like, the only other option to jail is, like, oh, let's just kill all the criminals. But that's not ethical either, so it's like, well, what do you do with them, you know? I don't know. I think Australia, or Britain had it right. They just send all the people over to Australia. You know, some island, and they're like, there you go, everyone's gone now.
Let them sort themselves out over there.
And look what they built out of that. They built Australia, which is, like, the best country. Well, not really, but, I mean, you know, a country that has a lot of things.
That's a really funny way to describe Australia.
It's a country that has things
it's
happening.
It's not the best country, but it is,
but it's
a country.
So yeah, I don't know. Jail's weird. Okay. Would you rather spend Christmas in the abyss or be rich for 15 seconds?
Well, one of these sounds pleasant, and the other sounds...
You don't want to spend Christmas in the abyss?
Yes.
This sounds like a dark Christmas special on TV. Christmas in the abyss.
The abyss.
You could call it, like, Abyssmas.
Do you know what I imagine this as? It's like a Home Alone, but it's like...
It's like a cosmic horror Home Alone.
Yeah, like Hellraiser, but Home Alone.
whatever his name is.
Macaulay
Culkin. Macaulay Culkin's character gets, like, sucked into a void.
Into hell, basically, yeah.
And it's, like, all, like, really disturbing, like, Christmas-themed, like, images and stuff. So it's, like, Hellraiser, but, like, really creepy Christmas.
They've got, like, Krampus. He's there.
Yes. Like, the devil's there, but he's, like, dressed up as Santa Claus or something like that, you know.
And Macaulay Culkin has to lay down, like, religious-themed traps.
Yes.
There's, like, crosses fall on their head.
There's, like, this old abandoned church in the middle of hell.
Yeah.
That he, like, holes up in and, like, lays all these elaborate, like, religious traps. Like, holy water and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds like a kick-ass movie. I would watch
it. Christmas. Oh, you'd watch the hell.
Watch
out of that movie. Yeah. See what I did there? Christmas in the Abyss, starring Macaulay Culkin. This would be a good movie if Macaulay Culkin was still like a child. Unfortunately, he's a little old.
Didn't he, you know what? Go crazy or something and not...
He did. You know what? Now that I think about it, he did go crazy, but I think actually it's a perfect time for him to be in this movie right now.
Yeah.
You know, he's like 30. He's a little nuts, you know? Why not just do it, you know? Like, the movie can be like he still lives with his parents because he's like a bum, you know? He's like a 30-year-old, lives at home. He works at like a Dairy Queen or something, you know?
Yeah, this is maybe, it's like a Christmas story where the ghost of Christmas past like transports him to hell to show him.
Yeah.
Like
he's not. Yeah, you gotta get your shit, your life together.
He's like, listen, man, you think your life is bad now? Check out hell.
Check out hell. The abyss. We're going to the abyss, dude. And he talks like he's still from the 90s, like he's still the 90s, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Christmas in the abyss.
Christmas in the abyss.
I don't know. Macaulay Culkin, something happened with him. I don't know what it is. But, you know.
It's kind of like Anakin. I think the same thing happened to both of them.
Yeah, they were too famous, like, too early. And now, you know, they're doing something. And, you know, who knows. In this movie, Macaulay Culkin plays himself.
Yeah.
Like, it's him. It's Macaulay Culkin. You know, yeah. He's, like, playing his own self.
What do you call someone named Macaulay?
Like, Macaulay? What do you mean?
That doesn't...
It is a weird name. Like, what kind of name?
Hey,
is
come
that?
Over here, Macaulay.
Macaulay. Do you think he has a short nickname? Like Cully. Mick?
Mick? You can't call him Mick. You
can't. Why not?
That's the slur for Irish people.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Sorry. Cully doesn't sound any better than that, though. Cull.
Hey, Colin. Culkin.
Mick.
Culkin.
Mick. What? What did you say?
I can't even pronounce his last name on its own.
Culkin.
Hey, Culkin.
Macaulay Culkin.
Culkin.
Culkin. It's like you're culking the
yeah, the roof.
The roof. I'm Macaulay Culkin the roof. That sounds like a slang way to say you're culking something. What are you doing today? I'm Macaulay Culkin. What about Mickey?
No wonder he went crazy.
Everybody right?
called him this.
Everyone's like, I don't know what to call Macaulay Culkin. I'll just call him Macaulay. I don't even know how to pronounce. I don't even know if I'm saying it right. Like, it might not be Macaulay. It might be like Macaulay Culkin. I don't know. I don't even know how to do this. All right, moving on from the Christmas. So wait, would you rather spend Christmas in the Abyss or be rich for 15? You didn't answer the question.
I'm gonna spend Christmas in the Abyss.
Rather than be rich for 15 seconds?
Yeah, because I want to know what it's like there.
In the abyss?
Yeah.
Like in the demented hellscape of Christmas in the Abyss.
I think it's kind of like an airport, probably.
An airport?
Yeah, Christmas at the airport.
Like where the flights never come in.
Yeah.
And like...
Your flight's delayed.
It's delayed all... It's delayed indefinitely.
All the restaurants are closed because it's Christmas.
Oh, it's like late at night.
Yeah. I think I did this last Christmas, didn't
There's
I?
Like a man that's like cleaning.
The floor.
You know?
Yeah.
The floor. But he's listening to music. So like, even if you wanted to get his attention, like he's not going to hear you.
Yeah.
And there are like creatures in the airport.
Yeah.
That like try to kill you.
Have you ever spent Christmas in an airport? I think I have.
No, I haven't. You have?
Yeah, I think I have. I think I was texting you when I was, too.
You did. Yeah, you were like, I'm in the airport on Christmas.
And you were like, wow, that's really sad.
It's like, that's depressing. That's Christmas in the Abyss right there.
Yeah.
I think I've been in an airport on Christmas. Like, I flew home on Christmas, but I didn't, like, spend Christmas there. Like, I was there.
Oh, I remember. I was visiting you. That's why I was, because it was cheaper to fly back on Christmas. Do you remember?
And you're like, I don't need to be anywhere important on Christmas. This is depressing, but it's fine.
Christmas is just an idea. I'll just celebrate it the day before.
It's just a concept. I'll just think about it. Like, you always tell yourself that. Not you, but, like, people, right?
No, so, I definitely did tell
it's
myself.
It's just an idea. Like, I'll just move it in my head. Like, I'll just separate it in my head. But then the day of, you're like, oh, God, this is... bad, you know.
Better drive to the airport. All the restaurants are closed. I'm just gonna sit there.
No one's there, you know.
Mm.
It's depressing. So you've already spent Christmas in the Abyss then, huh?
Yes.
Haven't you? Would you rather watch the Civil War or watch the Mario film?
Well, you know that I like the Mario film.
I do know that you like the Mario film.
It's got two of my favorite actors.
John Leguizamo and...
Bob Hoskins.
Bob Hoskins, yes. And it has Dennis Hopper, too.
Yeah, he's great, too.
Who's also great. How did they swing casting all of them in that movie? I don't know. It's whatever. Like, it doesn't matter.
That's a tragedy that it wasn't the movie it could have been.
What is the show? Yeah, well, what are you going to do? So, Civil War, Mario film. You have to watch both of them.
Well, Civil War, I think, is longer.
It is longer. That'd be like a Lord of the Rings kind of thing, you know?
This is going to sound bad, but like the Civil War is like the most boring thing imaginable to me.
To watch it?
Have you ever heard someone talk about the Civil War?
Yes, I have.
Someone that knows like a lot
about it. In history class, yes.
It's the worst thing.
It's like, okay, let's get on with the other stuff. I don't care about the Civil War. So you'd rather watch the Mario film?
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, me too. All right, you want to do one more Reddit and then we can call it a night?
Sure.
I gotta find a good one. A really good one. Entertain our audience while I find a good one. That's not a really good... Okay, I got one. I think. Yes, this is it. You know how McDonald's is the Happy Meal?
Mm-hmm.
What would be the McDonald's sad meal?
Double quarter pounder. Maybe two double quarter pounders.
Okay.
And you don't get a drink, but... I don't know. What would it be? I never eat at McDonald's if I'm happy.
I never eat at McDonald's, period. But yeah, if you're happy... You know what I never do? I never eat at Arby's when I'm happy.
Yeah.
You know, that's like my McDonald's. We've talked about Arby's many times, but yeah. Arby's is my McDonald's. It's like, I'm depressed today. What can I shovel into my body
that's that will like... poison.
Basically. Yeah. Like, that's like gonna wreck me. It's like time for Arby's. Like I'm punishing myself.
Yeah.
I just had a really dark and bad thought that I shouldn't share on the air. I'm going to share it with you afterwards.
Okay.
But, you know, like people with depression.
Yeah.
They like do bad things.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's when I'm depressed, I go to Arby's.
Yeah.
Like, because it's bad. Like, I like it being bad. Like, I want this to be bad.
I do Arby's.
This better be bad.
And I also do Crystal.
Crystal's good too, yeah.
Yeah.
Crystal's so bad for you. Have you ever looked at the like
no.
the nutrition fact? Don't do it. Because like they have them individual, because you know, if our listeners aren't familiar with Crystal, they're like, well, you describe it. I don't know how.
Crystal is like,
they're small burgers.
It's not real. Calling it a burger isn't really accurate.
They also taste very different from a regular cheeseburger. They've got like a wet flavor or something. You know what I mean? Like they're like
dip them in water or something before they give them to you. I think
it's so they're like wet, right? Yeah. It's like, what is that? What is that? What am I eating here? It's like they didn't like cook them all. I don't know what they did. But anyway, they're small burgers, and you know they come in like little.
They come in the little boxes that you can little make boxes. Shapes with.
Yeah, and you can get the thing about Crystal is you can get as many of those little burgers as you want.
Yeah,
like. You can get 50.
They have a meal where you can get 24 of them. they have like a special phrase. It's called like a sackful or something.
Oh my god. But my point is the individual wrappers and the little burgers, they have nutrition facts on them. And they tell you how much calories they have in a single burger. And I read that once and I was like, oh my god. Because, you know... Whenever you go to Crystal, you eat like four of them.
At
you know?
Least, yeah. Four is minimum for me.
How many have you eaten? Like, what's your record on Crystal?
Oh, I've eaten 12.
12?
Yeah.
In one sitting? Did you get fries or did you just do 12?
I got fries too.
Wow. I don't think I've ever done that. I think I've done six. I've done like the big one and shared it. I think I've done 12 and shared it.
Yeah, you know sackful what I mean? is the, I think.
The 12.
And then the 24 is like the party pack or something. I don't know.
Party pack. The Crystal game day
package.
So what would McDonald's sad meal? I think it would be, yeah, double quarter pounder, but it's cold. Like they cooked it, but it's just like the heating fan broke. And then
and it comes with a McGriddle, because that just...
That's just gross and nobody wants that. Sandwich. It's like an old McGriddle that they couldn't get rid of. Like, it's from yesterday. They're like, nobody wanted this one. Oh,
maybe the sad meal is just stuff they're not allowed to sell.
Like what?
Like stuff that's gone bad.
Oh, yeah. It's like, this is from yesterday. We couldn't get rid of it. Here you go.
Yeah.
But it's like a quarter of the price.
Yeah. To get rid of it, the idea they use is that you're paying for the bag, not the food inside, because they're not legally allowed to sell the food inside.
Oh, that's so smart.
It's dangerous for people.
That also means they don't have to clean their hands before they put the food in the bag, Oh, that's the McDonald's sad meal. Who's our sponsor today, Bat Snacks?
Our sponsor today is Mr. B's big old hummus containers or something.
Mr. B's. When you have a lot of hummus and you don't know what to do with it.
Go for Mr. B's.
Go for Mr. B's. Remember, when you want to go to the zoo...
make sounds that sound like moo.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. Have a good day.